You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. He's speaking to us from Florida. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm seeing companies like Cameco heavy into copper and gold with profits up this week. Is that a general sign of good health for that sector?
Well, Cameco is uranium, but yeah, I mean, it's a very good sign for uranium because President-elect Trump is known to be a fan of nuclear power, so we're seeing things kind of take off. So that's one of the industries that is doing well. Mainly my tech stocks are doing very well. Gold stocks took a hit yesterday. They're trying to recover today. I actually took some gold gains, gold and silver gains. I didn't sell out of all or even most of my gold and silver positions. I have most of them on there. I just had some big fat gains, and I figure I can always buy them back later, you know? So we've had one leg down in gold. It's trying to recover. We could have another leg down. People should just be prepared for that. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. That's due to the dollar going up, and we should talk about why the dollar is going up. Now, it's estimated that that he's going to cut corporate taxes. He's going to reinstate tax cuts for individuals, at least higher net worth individuals, and he's going to implement tariffs. This is very important for the U.S. dollar because over the course of his administration, he should add at least $7 trillion worth of debt. I mean, that's a lot. You would think that would weigh on the dollar. However, tariffs, historically, are actually bullish for the currency they're in because we buy less stuff from overseas. And that's what's playing out in the dollar now, that and also higher rates. We are seeing higher real rates, not the Fed's benchmark rate, but the rates on longer-term bonds. Those are heading higher for a mix of reasons. I think one reason is, you know, the economic growth we're seeing. That's probably one reason. The other is that people are expecting inflation to come back, which brings us to the tariffs. The tariffs are going to be inflationary. There's just no way around it. So plan on higher inflation, whatever you're doing. We won't see lower inflation, especially if we start exporting immigrants who do things like work on our farms and stuff like that. So that's what we're seeing in the dollar. It's not afraid of inflation, but it's, or at least not for now, it's not. But it's very amenable to higher tariffs because that usually sends the dollar higher. So that's what we're kind of seeing play out now. Now, because the dollar is going up, gold being priced in dollars tends to go down. At what point will the dollar turn around and go lower? I don't know. It is going lower today, but it's the trend we're looking at. I would like this to be the top in the dollar. I'd like the dollar to go down and my gold positions to go higher. That would make me very happy, but I can't count on it yet. Instead, I'm actually looking at things which we know will do well in the Trump administration, that being stocks that will pay lower interest rates, lower tax rates. And because of that, if they're making money, they're about to make a lot more money. And that's going to drive up earnings per share all over the place for a lot of these companies. So I would recommend people look at larger cap stocks with lots of income. They are doing well already. They did very well this year. They should continue to do well. Also, if rates are going higher, despite the Fed wants to do, then those companies that have money in the bank will get more interest income off of that. That was a big thing this year. We saw that happen with a bunch of companies. So, I am still keen on gold. I believe that that this is just a dip down. Gold stocks and gold will both head higher, but there has to be an adjustment. There has to be a point that dollar investors realize that there's a lot more debt coming, and that's not going to be good for the dollar. But in the short term, the dollar is going higher, and so we just have to accept that and accept how that's going to affect gold stocks, because there's really no way around it. What I did, as I said, was I took a few gains, just riding it out with the rest of them. People can do whatever they want in their own portfolios, but that's really how I see it playing out.
How do you think crude oil is going to do?
That's kind of a mixed thing. I mean, the U.S. is already producing oil at the highest rate ever. It's also producing a lot of natural gas. When I tell people this, they don't believe it. But that's a fact. So let's say President Trump tries to boost oil production by, say, expanding the tax credits for oil production. I'm not sure how he would actually do it, but that's one way he would do it. We would then have to count on the oil producers deciding to produce more oil, but making less money on each barrel. So I don't expect an increase in oil production. There may be a change in the tax regime, which helps oil companies. So I'm not selling my oil positions right now. For one thing, they're all paying very nice dividends, so I have no problem with that. Those are the oil companies I own, ones that pay nice dividends. And so I'm not expecting oil prices to go higher, at least for a while. And if, say, peace is either worked out between Ukraine and Russia or forced on Ukraine, which could entirely happen, that will bring more Russian oil to the market because sanctions on Russia will be lifted. Now, it's true they've been skirting those sanctions for a while. I don't think they're fooling anyone with what they're doing there. But, you know, I mean, so we could have more supply later on in the year. So, As I said, I'm not a seller of my oil positions, but I'm not in a rush to buy anything. I don't expect things to actually go badly, but I don't expect them to go well either. So as long as they're paying a dividend, I am going to hold. Things in energy that I would be avoiding would be wind power, because we know Trump hates windmills, and so I'm sure those will get the boot. And anything that was going to get money out of the bill that was passed by Biden, which gave money to green energy, green infrastructure, stuff like that, there was a lot of money for that. That's probably all going away. So, say, a maker of, say, EV chargers probably wouldn't want to own that right now. So that's kind of problematic for those things, but we still should do okay in oil. I'm not expecting a big move either way.
We'll have more with Sean Broderick right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sean Broderick. Sean, the real estate sector, how's that going to do? I know commercial real estate was in a lot of trouble. Will it improve as so many more companies are ordering employees back to the office?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that could... I don't really look at commercial real estate, though I own two commercial real estate stocks. I mean, I look at them, and they both look good. They're strong stocks in a weak market. You know, not... For one thing, it's a big continent, right? So talking about real estate as if it's a uniform thing, yeah, is just kind of self-defeating. But what I'm really looking at is homes. You know that 30-year mortgage rate is over 7% now because of, real rates going up. So, however, Trump could change that. I mean, the Fed cutting its benchmark rate doesn't change that, but he could order the Fed or his new Fed chair to start buying mortgage-backed securities to drive the price down. So we could see some real relief in the home market there. You know, now, we know there are buyers out there. They've just been priced out by high mortgage rates. So that could be a big change unless that starts to translate into higher prices on the homes themselves. I guess it all depends on how desperate the sellers are to move that real estate that they have. But I expect an improved outlook for the real estate market. It really couldn't get any worse, you know. So no matter who won the election, it was going to improve. Trump could definitely improve it. I believe that the way that he would do it is to tell the Fed to start buying mortgage-backed securities to push down the long rates. That's how I think he might do it. And again, so that's relief for home buyers. That's good.
A lot of reliance on goods made in China. What happens when there are tariffs on them? Do you have the capacity to replace them?
That means inflation, inflation, inflation. People get used to that. We are going to get into a higher inflation environment. And I know people think that we're in a high inflation environment now. Year over year, we aren't. The cumulative inflation, things are much higher than they used to be a few years ago. But inflation has really died down. It could pick up again. Now, there are stocks that do pretty well in inflation, those that can pass along, you know, the inflationary costs to consumers or buyers and stuff like that. I have one on my radar. It's a supplier of lumber. And so I bought it anticipating a revival in the real estate market, which hasn't come yet. Nonetheless, I think that it's probably a good bet going forward because, A, we should see more home building and stuff like that. And also, there'll probably be inflation in lumber. And then it'll pass that inflation along to its customers. And so that'll make, you know, its shareholders pretty happy. So that's the kind of thing I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. You talked about areas you would avoid. What areas do you think are going to be the hottest?
Well, like I said, I mean, I like tech. I know you don't like to talk about individual stock symbols, but we have in the Supercycle Investor portfolio, we have a online web advertising stock. You know, it's a stock that does basically the advertising on the web. It's up 45% as I talk to you in one day. Up 45%. Why? Because it's a tech stock that is leveraged to the market right now, which is we are seeing a tech supercycle. I think I've talked to you about that before. We see tech supercycles every once in a while. This is a supercycle that's a tech supercycle, but it's leveraged to AI. And in fact, the stock of ours that's up 45% has an AI leverage, which it's using extremely well. Because using AI, they can figure out which ads to put in front of individual users. You know, I mean, it really gets down to a micro level at that point. And it works out very well for them and their customers. So I would definitely do tech stocks. I would definitely do AI stocks. I think it's going to be a good year for them both. And again, even though gold is off right now and I'm not buying gold, I will be buying gold again when it bottoms again, which I think is going to be pretty soon. Because we are going to see debt in the U.S. like we really haven't seen in a while. I know we've had a lot of debt in the past year. I think that what happens in the next couple of years could be rather extraordinary. And that should be a good environment for gold. So also housing, home building, you know, it's really been under pressure for the longest time. I might start value hunting there, maybe. One other thing to keep in mind is that Biden put in price caps on all sorts of drugs, pharmaceuticals, stuff like that. Those will be going away. That's good for the bottom line of drug manufacturers. So you might want to keep that in mind, too. And also, we're going into an more easy regulatory environment. So that means companies that need to build projects and stuff like that, they can do things much faster. So that's a few ideas. You know, I mean, those are all things that should work out.
What's going on the cannabis front?
Oh, some reason, even though Trump said that he supported the legalizing recreational cannabis amendment, which was just up in Florida and did not pass because you need to get 60% to pass in Florida. It had like 57-58%, not enough. So even though he did that, the cannabis market is thinking that with Republicans, I guess, in charge of the Senate and the House, there's not going to be anything passed. So cannabis stocks are just falling down hard. So I'm not expecting any action there in the next year, 2 years, could be longer. Really, no real action there. So, you know, I mean, I would like to be proven wrong, but that's the way I see it.
Sean, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me on.
My guest has been Sean Broderick, senior editor at WeissRatings.com. If you have any questions for Sean or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.